right, Jack, I talked to you before the season began, and that was probably our longest conversation we had. And I was, like, anticipating more conversations throughout the season. In the very beginning part, you said that you're trying to sell a house, and you are also looking for a Supermodified, but you'd like to sell the house first. And here we are at the end of the season, and you have got yourself a Supermodified. Did you sell the house?
Yeah, well, I did. I didn't sell it completely, but I got a purchase offer on it that I accepted. And the timing was perfect because I had been looking at Sean's car. And I just decided, you know, to go ahead forward with it.
And what are your plans now? I mean, is this basically what you wanted, just to run the Classic, or is this something you want to campaign next year?
Well, we wanted to get the car out, basically, just to shake it down. And I thought this would be a good opportunity because I didn't want to come out next year cold turkey with it. So we wanted to get the car on the track, get some lap time, you know, get some experience for me, see how the car is, you know, before next year, and see what we had to do to get ready for next year. So we just brought the car here as an experiment, not really any goals in mind, just to try the car out.
After your purchase of the car, you're kind of like, well, my racing season or my racing future is not over with my last run in the small block division. But you still had that last run, I believe, on Sunday.
Yeah, I love the small block, and it was nice to get the heat win today. And, yep, Sunday's going to be my last hurrah in the small block, and then we'll see what happens from there. We're going to go super modified racing, I guess, next year. Me and James Russo teamed up, and we'll see what the future brings for us because I'm not getting any younger, and I figure it was time to do it, like, right now.
Is the idea to run a full season?
Yeah, we're planning on running the full season, depending on sponsorship. So we'll see what happens in the off season.
What's going to be, I would say, under the hood, but there is no hood on these cars. What's going to be popping out the front end of this, of your Super?
Well, depending on sponsorship right now, it's probably going to be the Chevy, but because it's more affordable for me right now starting out. But I definitely have plans, and I would love to put a Mopar in it. But it's we're talking about $45,000 for a big block Mopar engine, and I got to really get some serious sponsors to buck up like that.
And as far as the future of the 90, you keep it as a nice red centerpiece, a nice display piece at home, or are you going to try to sell it?
No, we got it for sale right now. And I actually have one guy interested in it. Not sure how serious he is, but no, the car's up for sale, and it's, you know, I'm open to offers. We're asking $8,000 for the roller. Obviously, the engine's no good for anybody next year, but I'm selling that too. If anybody wants a good engine for their street rod or something, it's a really good engine.
Who do you have to thank for your purchase and your? I'll get you on Sunday as far as the career goes in small blocks.
Right. I got to thank all my sponsors: Longley Dodge, Red Baron Pizza, Cool Kitty Toys, Big Kahuna Party Rentals. Skip's Fish Fry came on this weekend to help me a little bit with the Super, and I got to thank him for that, and my crew for all their help, and definitely all of Sean Muldoon's crewmen helped out this weekend.